44 days until summer, gyms are getting warmer. A good transformative exercise routine requires near daily workout of multiple hours. If the air at your gym is not cold, then you are in trouble. In order to cool itself, your body will sweat more, and sweat, strangely, contains things that your body needs. Not only will you need to drink more water, but also add vegetable juice to your diet. I doubled the amount of water I drink at the gym, and that was not enough for me. I have to be mindful to drink a bit more at home. If you are somewhat like me and not a big fan of just plain old water, consider a root beer drink mix. Root beer is special because it does not contain citric acid, which is probably bad for your teeth. Personally, I've had just about enough. My next drink will be bubbly seltzer water. I expect that too will have an encouraging effect, and I will tend to drink more of it than just plain water, or now, root beer. And if the air at your gym is not moving, then you will need to. You will need to add swift back and forth motion of 5 feet or more to all of your exercises. No excuses here. Standing in one spot, sweating without any breeze, is unnatural. Your cooling system requires movement. I purchased 2 neck fans last year with exposed miniature fans, almost like in a computer, and an opposable wire. The first one I bought was super cheap and works really great, but only for 1 hour. That was the catch. My next fan had batteries for 6 hours, but of course the posable wire wore out and ceased being posable. Neck fans are awful for your workout if you are going to wear them around your neck. But if you have a big water bottle with you and use an extra wire, then that will work. Put them around the neck of your water bottle. I bring both of my fans to the gym, and I extended the work time of my fancy cheap fan by attaching extra USB battery to it with just electrical tape. I now have 4 powerful, unobtrusive fans blowing enough air at me to actually cool me down. It feels great. I basically convert my water bottle, when I'm not using it, into a makeshift fan that no one will complain about. If the temperature at your gym was correct, then it would lose all the customers. People who don't perform non-stop exercises would just be too cold and cancel their memberships. And if you go to a large box store gym like I do, it may even go out of business from electricity bills alone. It takes a lot of energy to cool an entire box store. So there is really nothing to complain about here. I guess that the best power workouts are had in the morning, and you have to travel to stay in the right climate range. Ridiculous, but true. Now, signs of bad hydration include Charlie horse in your legs or muscle spasms, shoulder and back pain from stuck muscles, and very possibly headaches and tiredness. Lastly, for those of you who are seeking a solid workout, just jog with light dumbbells, and once you get up to jogging with 8 pounds for an hour or two, go into a gym and broaden the range of your standing dumbbell exercises while pushing the intensity higher by now dancing to faster and faster music.